Attention maggots, this is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? It's Monday, December 29th. The final edition of Raw of 2014 just aired, and so it's time for the final edition of the Raw post-show of 2014. Raw went out with a bang, and we're certainly looking to do the same here on MegaPowersRadio.com with the most interactive post-Raw experience available. Thank you all for listening. If this is your first time listening here on MegaPowersRadio.com, know that anytime during the show, we love hearing what you guys got to say. We got a phone line. Call in, get yourself in line. We're going to open those up around 11:30, but if you want to get yourself in queue, number to dial is area code 760-512-7247. We also got the chat room opened up. We already got some cool cats hanging out in there, specifically our good buddy Silent Wind of Doom, and our good friend of the show, Sean Walker, sitting in there in Happy Pope. Thanks, guys, for coming. All the guests there. If you are listening live and you want to participate in the chat room, register with blogtalkradio.com. Head down to the chat room. Get yourself involved. Two conversations going on at once. Lots of fun had here every single Monday night on the Raw post show. Everyone listening, I also would like to ask, if you are enjoying the show, please help us out. Promote the show any way you can. You know, if you're part of any wrestling groups or forums, post a link on there right now. If you're on Twitter, post it out there right now. Get some other people involved, because we really want to get as many people into the chat room listening and just having as much of a good time we can here on Monday nights. Or if you're listening to us in the archive version, you are still able to support us, specifically those if you're listening to us on iTunes and Stitcher. Head there, leave a review for us. Helps lots of other people find the show. Now that we got all the advertising bullshit out of the way, let's introduce who's going to be on the show tonight. My name is Mike Payton. I'm the voice that you've heard so far. I just pulled a Cesaro. I don't know what I'm talking about. Also with us here is the leader of the Drew Crew, Mr. Drew White. What's shaking, Drew?
You know, it's four corners, you know, not four ropes.
Yes, indeed. Mr. Steven Huego, the host of Addicted to Anime. What's shaking, Huego?
Not much, but Ro is fucking sweet.
Oh, it was pretty fucking sweet. And Mr. Tony Mango, the president of SmartCountMoment.com. What's shaking, Tony?
President.
Yes, that is indeed me. Indeed, indeed. What's shaking?
Indeed. Indeed. I know we got Funaki on the show. That's almost as cool as getting like Nigel McGuinness or something.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? All right. Then?
Everyone just talked at once. I don't know what you guys said.
Rabble, rabble, rabble.
All right, guys. We got a lot to talk about from the show tonight. Stacked show. WWE certainly wanted to close the year out with a bang. All the cards were pulled. You had Brock Lesnar in the house. Edge and Krishna were there as the guest GMs. Bad News Barrett making his return. We had a champion versus championship match. We had a tag team title match with new champions crowned. Debut of a new tag team and just lots of awesome segments. Just a really kick-ass show. Let me go around and ask you guys, though, if there's one thing, if you can even limit it down to one thing that you took away from the show, what the hell was it, Drew?
Rollins is the fucking man, and I really think it's all I need to say. I think almost everyone saw the end of the Raw, at least, and what has responded, I really, really think he's going to be the standout out of all the members of the Shield.
Oh, indeed. Tony, what'd you think?
Oh, indeed.
I would say
my one takeaway is that we've got a good 2015 coming.
Okay, it's a very optimistic view to have. Wago, are you as optimistic?
As far as 2015 being a good year, it's going to be the same as what happened last year. The first half of it's going to be solid to great, and then it's going to fucking take a nosedive again because someone will get injured and someone will fuck up. So I'm not as optimistic as Tony is, and he'll be his old pessimistic self in no time.
Now,
I'm sure.
Now, I have a little bit of a counter-argument to that. Now, don't you think now if they had people go down that they're getting to a point where they're a little better prepared to handle that now that they've split up the Shield and all three of those are viable main event stars? Bray Wyatt is off by himself, so he's not being dragged down by a tag team. Other rising stars like Dolph Ziggler are making their ascension, not mentioning the tag team.
They had all the same tools back this year, but they just didn't utilize them properly. So I'm just going to be pessimistic until I see otherwise. But as far as what stuck out for me tonight on this show, it's real promos. Nothing felt overly scripted. Everything felt like it had some realism to it or it actually meant something. Nothing was corny bullshit. Cesaro kind of rambled, but even he had a point to what he was saying. It's Ryback's promo. It was pretty much a rehash of what he said on Jericho's podcast, but it was real. It was fun. Daniel Bryan's promo, that was sweet. Now I'm pumped to see him back at the Royal Rumble. And Seth's mic work, I mean, I didn't like it at first, but when I saw the direction he was going with, it turned out to be fantastic. So if I had to take out anything from this show what was fantastic, it was the microphone work.
Oh, we're being joined by someone else on the show here. I should introduce. We have a new member of the cast, John. John, you there? John?
No, I'm just kidding. My name is Jack, guys. Haha, Starstorf got you.
Jack?
Yeah, my name's Jack. I lied to you in the week's corresponding to this. My name's Jack.
Okay. Sound more like Prince.
Yeah, maybe Prince. I don't know.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining the show, Jack. Good to have you here. First time on MegaPowersRadio.com. What did you think about Raw tonight?
It was good up until the end. They brought the Authority back. I don't get why. They don't need them. They really don't. Seth Rollins, he was going to break his neck. I don't think Edge could have handled a curb stomp.
No, I don't think he could have.
Oh, all right, guys. Should have got Patrick pick.
Yeah, definitely should have. We got a number of things to talk about. I think the first thing we think we should touch on is that we had Edge and Christian in the house starting the show off as the guest GMs for the night, totally making things reeking of awesomeness. These guys still have the same great chemistry in front of the crowd as they had, controlling them in the palm of their hand, making them cheer, boo, whatever the heck they wanted to at a particular moment. Booked a few great matches, if you believe that the GMs are making these matches. Just a really overall excellent performance, and good to have both of them on the show. Would you all agree?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely some of the best Raw guest hosts that you can get.
Well, they're some of the most charismatic ones as well.
Yeah, it's amazing what happens when people are competent at their job.
Give me Christian and Edge any day over any celebrity that they think is going to get some more people to tune into Raw.
No, Tony. What about Grumpy Cat? He was a pretty good host.
What about Ho-Ho Hogan?
Give me Edge and Christian better than Hulk Hogan, definitely.
Now, one segment in particular that I thought was pretty cool was John Cena and Edge in the back having this like heartfelt conversation about the feud that they had throughout the 2006-2007 years. I love that feud. Those guys had some absolutely kick-ass matches. That's what's reignited my viewing of wrestling again, because I didn't watch from like 2004 to 2006. Watching those guys go back and forth throughout those 2 years kept me watching, because you know what? The Spirit Squad was making me not want to watch. So thank good those guys were having all those great moments. Christian was there too, and he made that awkward moment where he's like, oh, remember that time when Edge beat up your dad?
I thought he was going to ask, remember when Captain Lou Albano...
Hey, Edge! Remember?
Time!
You know what? I love that feud myself, looking back at it now, but at the time I think I was so filled with John Cena hate that I didn't appreciate it. But there was some great work between the two of them.
That's fair, but yeah, man, like their TLC match they had, oh my gosh, just one of my favorite TLC matches of all time, possibly the absolute favorite. Those guys kicked ass. And this all set up sympathy for later in our main event segment. We had Seth Rollins out there for a combined version of the Cutting Edge Peep Show. Is that what they called it?
Yeah, rolls right up. Pretty lazy.
They didn't even bother arguing over which name went first. Christian was just like, oh, okay, I'll be the second one.
That was another theme of the night. He's like, of course he doesn't get anything.
I only got the title because you got an injury. Oh.
Well, like, he didn't just get the title because somebody died.
I mean, yeah, it's better than breaking the second dying. Yeah, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She's not Miguel.
Yeah. But he was definitely playing, like, a second fiddle the whole night. Even when they were making their entrance, and Edge, like, stops to go do his pyro pose. And Christian's like, what? Why are we stopping? No, we gotta keep walking. I gotta go in and do the thing where I, like, can't see in the crowd.
It would have been great if he, like, set the pyro off while Christian was still up on the stage.
Well, that's not Jeff Hardy's return tonight.
Not Jeff Hardy's return.
Oh, goodness. Well, in the main event segment, their guest is Seth Rollins on their talk show there. Seth Rollins takes a dark turn very fast after saying that he is going to be having a new Seth Rollins appear for the new year. Well, I wouldn't quite say that's the case, because he took his case, smashed it in the middle of Christian's body, and then proceeded to pull Edge down and put him into a position where he was going to threaten to break his neck unless John Cena came out and gave him what he wanted. And it kind of bothered me because he was very vague. He was just like, John Cena, you better give me what I want. And I mean, I'm sure most people knew, but I was definitely having a stupid moment and I had absolutely no idea what it was that Seth Rollins wanted.
You know what? For the first 5 minutes, it didn't click with me. And I'm like, oh yeah, the authority. They were a thing.
Really?
Yeah. How quickly we forget.
I was like, well, this clearly isn't like the $20 he owes him or anything.
Well, I thought like maybe he wanted his title shot at Royal Rumble.
Huh.
But I was like, oh, I don't know if that's really what he wants to do.
You know what's funny? We always get mad at WWE for ignoring the past, and then we go ahead and forget like something that happened 2 weeks ago.
Well, I mean, I've barely been watching the last few weeks, so it's fair if I'm not exactly familiar what's going down. But John Cena comes out. He acquiesces to Seth Rollins' demands because he doesn't want to see his former rival, but now the guy he respects, get his neck broken. And the authority returned back to power. And didn't take time to see them. Before the end of the night, they're going up to the stage. Brock Lesnar walks on the stage and poses with them. Stephanie McMahon, Triple H walk out, and they all have a New Year's toast. The authority back in power. What do you got to say about that, guys?
I thought the whole segment was fucking brilliant. As far as I wonder if Seth's gonna get any flack for what he said right at the end. You're like, oh, you know me better than that. I'm gonna kill him anyway. They're kind of like anal about particular words, so I wonder if he'll get any flack or if they'll just let it fly under. But I think at the start, I thought the segment was gonna bomb, but then when I realized that he was just kind of luring them into a full sense of security to threaten to, like, make him a paraplegic. I can't pronounce that word. Paralyze him.
A paraplegic?
Yeah, there we go.
I think that's the problem. This segment just sucked.
This fucking, like, it was so dark that I loved everything about this. It was just refreshing.
Was it as dark it was as serious. His shirt?
Which was nice. This segment started off with comedy, with the Edge and Christian shtick, but Seth Rollins came out and he was a little comedic at first, too, but you could tell, like, this was leading into a darker psyche of Seth Rollins for there. And before the end, Seth Rollins, I think this is the darkest we've ever seen him.
Definitely, and I think it's nice that we finally have a legitimate heel, like a top dog, because he's always, like, he's been the default top heel in the company, with Brock Lesnar being away so often, but right now he seems to have stepped up to the plate, so hats off to Seth, and I see big things for him.
See, I wasn't as huge on this as you guys were. I like the theory behind it.
Oh, pessimistic president.
No.
I like the theory behind it, but I think that they dragged it on way too long. And it was about, like, 4 extra minutes of, I'll do it. And I'm like, oh, my God, just fucking do it already. If you're, like, if you're threatening that much, you can only threaten to the point where, you know, you either need to shit or get off the pot.
Well, Tony. And
I think that the beginning of it wasn't funny enough for me to justify waiting until they got to that. So like kind of the same thing that we've been doing a lot at the end of episodes of Raw, where we're like, all right, I know that this match is supposed to mean something, but can I just kind of get to the Raw post show? I kind of felt that same way. Like I wanted them to bring the Authority back in this kind of a way. And I'm glad that they did, cause it makes Rollins look better. But at the same time, this was about like a 30-minute segment. It felt, which could have been seven.
I can see that. And I don't think that's a wrong criticism to make. In their defense, we have to remember this is a live show. So
right.
Not everything can always be timed perfectly. And yeah, they probably could have rushed it a little bit. But I think maybe they also were at this point in the show and they realized, oh, crap, we still have to fill the 15 minutes of overrun or whatever it is. So just stall for a little bit when you can.
Another thing that was a little bit odd about it with me, and you pointed it in a little chat, Peyton, where the fuck was Christian?
Yeah, Christian took just like a light bump into the middle of his chest with the suitcase, and then he was just gone. Like, did he not care that his best friend was laying there about to have his neck broken?
He got a
concussion. To be fair, he betrays people that fucking often, and it kind of makes sense.
To be fair, he's also Canadian.
Yeah.
To be fair, he's maybe he was just afraid of conflict.
Okay, Drew, now you have to say to be fair and then something.
Maybe he thought if Ed's got his neck broken again. Yeah, fuck you, Drew. I'm sorry, Drew. Go ahead. Drew, say it. Do it. Do the to be fair thing.
To be fair, Christian is number two. He doesn't deserve FaceTime on TV.
He deserves blue dot time.
He deserves face drowned.
All right. Well, what I was going to say is perhaps if Edge got his neck broken again, Christian thinks he'll get another title match.
I don't
know. One more match.
One more sympathy title run.
Feed me more. Which chant are we doing?
Mallet.
Oh, gosh.
You sold out.
We didn't even mention Ryback yet. We're definitely going to dig into that. We got lots of segments to talk about here on the Raw Post Show on MegaPowersRadio.com, the most interactive post-Raw experience available. If you're listening out there, you want to get involved, get your opinions heard. We're going to be opening the phone lines up now. If you want to get yourself in queue, dial up 760-512-7247. That's area code 760-512-7247. We also got the chat room open and rolling with lots of cool peeps in there. Let's go ahead and bring on our first caller. Y'all know who it is. It is the man from Pittsburgh, and his name is JD.
Right
here at the bank itself. Hey, JD,
you there, bud? Hey, guys. Happy New Year. How's it going?
Absolutely tremendous, man. We're all happy to be here. We thought this was a kick-ass edition of Raw, really ending the year with a bang. How did you think about it, though?
Yeah, let's end it with a bang, having Seth Rollins suck off our Triple H's dick a little bit more like JBL does every week. Yeah, let's blow the Authority again. Yeah, let's bring him back after a four-week vacation.
Yeah,
that's going to set a great rating. Gee, let's have Brock, Mr. Penis Boy Lesnar, start out the show and hide like a little bitch after the show as well with his little boy Paul Heyman. That's right, he won't be on TV till the Royal Rumble because it's in his contract. I mean, everything
is one
good
big
to a point. I mean, I was glad to see the Ascension make their debut. They looked great tonight. You had a great tag match with the Usos. You had a pretty good opener with Rusev and Ziggler, which was pretty good. In fact, I was at the show last night in Pittsburgh, Howard. It was a pretty interesting show considering it was a football game going on across town. Anyway, yeah, all in all, I mean, it wasn't a bad show tonight, but did you have to really have Mr. Rollins and the Big Slow and J&J Security obviously blow Triple H and Stephanie back again and bring them back for the first Raw of the year? Yeah, you had to because obviously the ratings have been suffering. And what happens? Oh, let's see. Rollins is going to be sucking on Triple H a little bit more. Please give me my opportunity. Please give me my opportunity. It was such horseshit. Horseshit.
Yeah.
The show. And it's just absolutely bogus in every sense of the word.
We're pretty butthurt about it. We are. Okay? We are.
I knew that you were going to be so pissed off as soon as the Authority came back into power. But, man, come on. That's like 5% of the show. What about the rest of the show? It was a good show, right?
I mean, the rest of the show, I'm not saying the rest of the show was bad. I mean, like I said, I was glad to see the Ascension. I mean, they looked really good in their debut. Mm-hmm. They had a good tag match with the Usos and Miz and Mizdow, which was great. But, of course, you had to start out the show with Brock, Mr. Steroid, Penis Boy Lesnar, and his Paulus come to the ring and say,
he said Paulus. Guys, he said Paulus.
Okay, back to Lesnar. He's now, the thing is, though, they're saying now Lesnar is not going to be on TV until maybe Mania. It's because it's in his contract, just like JBL, however, kissing the authority's ass hard. It's in Lesnar's contract to dictate what shows he appears on and where he appears because he's the champion. He can do whatever the hell he wants. Defend the belt, you pussy. Defend the belt. Start being on TV more, okay? If you're going to be a champion till WrestleMania, start making more TV appearances than these little weekly, 2 week appearances or monthly appearances and hiding under Paulie's skirt all the time. Seriously.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, God.
I mean.
What about the return of Bad News Barrett? Any thoughts on the guy?
I'm happy he's back. I'm hoping he stays healthy. I think he could be a breakout star to watch next year if he stays healthy. I think he's one of the few young guys like Rollins to watch, however, Reigns to watch. And speaking of Reigns, of course, what happens tonight? Oh, that's right. Big Slow decides to sit on commentary acting like a whiny little bitch, however, saying, oh, don't piss me off. Don't piss me off. F you, Big Show. F you. Your career is over. You're just sucking Triple H's dick as well, just like JBL and everyone else in the authority. You're just blowing them at every turn, and you just don't want to admit to it.
I mean, next week
we got a pretty good opening match, and I'm hoping it's the opening match of next week with Ambrose and Wyatt. That should be pretty good, unless they're going to save it for the show. But obviously, they're going to probably say the whole night, oh, we're the authority. We're back in charge. Look at us. We're so happy. Yay. Seth Rollins brought us back because, however, he told John Cena, too, yeah, why don't we have Seth Rollins kiss our ass a little bit more. Yay. I mean, let's go to the high point, low point of the night before you ask JD anything. I'm just so pissed off the way the end, this bullshit ending. The high point of the night, as I mentioned earlier, was the tag match, the Uso match and the Miz-Mizdow match. It went 13 minutes long. It was a good match. The low point of the night, however, it was not necessarily the authority thing that really pissed me off or the Lesnar thing. It was this whole Divas thing with Nikki, Brie, and Natty. I mean, like, what the F is up with that bullshit? It goes less than a minute. I mean, it was crap. Crap. So, all in all, on a scale of 1 to 10, I have to give this Raw a 6.5 out of 10 tonight. This was just absolutely pathetic the way they ended the show. I mean, they could have featured the Ascension in a better match earlier in the night. Instead, they save them until about less than, 20 minutes left in the show? That was even more BS. They could have put them on earlier in the night if they were smart, but no, they said, we're not going to do it that way. So, go figure.
All right, so let's head into some SJD questions. I have one for you, JD. My question for you is, we are full steam ahead towards Royal Rumble.
Yes.
Who's your pick for that at this point?
I think, barring any injury, I mean, I still think Roman Reigns is the guy to be beat. I think Roman Reigns is definitely one of the few favorites to look at. Dean Ambrose would be another one to look at. I don't know about Daniel Bryan, despite the promo ability that he came with tonight. I would say one of those two. And if there was a dark horse, obviously a dark horse that could be chosen, however, I hate to say it, however, but it could be, if he is in the match itself, however, Seth Rollins. So, one of those three.
Wow, Seth Rollins winning the Royal Rumble while having a Money in the Bank briefcase. That would be a first, and that would be pretty interesting. Like, what if he went in there, lost the match, but then just beat the shit out of the person, cashed in the briefcase, and then won the title?
See, what I think is going to happen, Mike, and this is kind of bullshit of saying this, though, and I think they might go it this way. I think, however, what they're going to do is have Cena lose to Brock, however. Obviously, thanks to Rollins and his little goons, if you will. Then he'll probably, obviously, however, win the Rumble itself, however, maybe, and then possibly cash in on Brock, maybe, later in the night.
That'd be interesting.
We'll
so, Happy Pope in the chat room, which is our one of our colleagues, Sean Walker, he asks, do you know who Riley Reid is?
Riley Reid, I have never heard that name per se. No, I do not. Sorry.
If I had to take a guess, I would believe it's a porn star.
So. Yeah, it sounds like. but I don't know. I have no idea who Riley Reid is.
Okay, Tony, you have anything for SJD?
All right, JD. 2015 is going to be coming up. A lot of people doing resolutions, and already kind of covered that, but. 2015 from WWE, what do you think the one thing that you would want to see them do this year above all else? And it's not something as vague as I want them to be better or I want them to have a lot of duties get pushed or whatever. The one specific thing that should happen this year that you want to see.
I think they've got to get better TV writing. Number one, obviously, is the big thing. Number two, I think they got to go back to the two-hour format. This three-hour thing is just not working.
Yeah.
And also, like I said, so I think bring up NXT talent, number one, and number two, eliminate that third hour, or at least make it go from 8 to 9 like we've talked about in the past, make it a full hour-long of NXT. In fact, I saw a couple of the NXT stars last night when I was at the show in Pittsburgh. I saw Sasha Banks and Charlotte Flair, and they looked pretty good. And earlier in the night, I did get to see one of the other ones, Tyler Breeze. He was okay, but I still think he has a lot of work to do. So I think you got to maybe go from 8 to 9 for an hour-long of an NXT pre-show before Raw, and then go back to the 9 to 11:15, 11:30 time slot. I think they got to really eliminate the whole three-hour format show.
Wago, you got something?
Yeah, how do you keep such, like, a positive and uplifting view on the product? I mean, they put so much shit on each week. I just want to know.
Good question, Wago. They do. You're right. I mean, there's some of the shit that is bullshit, like they did tonight, however, at the ending. But there are some positive things. I do like they're going with, like you said, the whole Cesaro thing. It was interesting to hear his promo tonight. I mean, there's some of these people that put on, you're right, shit matches, however. But at the same time, however, there's some good matches. They go out there and just go 8, 9, 10 minutes, and they really give it their all and try to keep it entertaining for the crowd, however. Like I said, I had a few friends who were actually at the show tonight in D.C., and I know they're anti-authority people like me, and I know right now when I talk to them, either later tonight before I go to sleep or tomorrow morning, they're going to be saying the same thing. It was a bullshit way to end 2014.
Jack, you got anything for J.D.?
Yeah, I got a question for J.D. Do you think Big Show might be more of a – you refer to Seth Rollins as suck me off Rollins, right?
Oh, yeah, he's Mr. Suck Off.
Yeah, do you think Big Show will become a Seth Rollins, Suck Me Off Rollins at one point? Or do you think he already is?
He's already in that club. He's more Mr. Blow Me Hard because he's a tweener. I mean, all of us have talked about this on the show, Howard Jack. I mean, the thing is, from 1 year to the next, you can never tell what Big Show's going to do. 1 year, he can be a good guy for a while. He can go back to being a heel the next. They have nothing to do with him. I mean, he's been this way for so long. It's time to basically, you know what, make it – I mean, your career is just about near and over, if you ask me, Big Show. Seriously.
No, I've been saying that a long time. I think Big Show is pretty useless. He's fat.
I've got a question for you, JD.
I remember our one colleague asked earlier who we think – who. I mean, this is kind of early saying it, though, guys. But if you guys had a pick right now, one guy and one dark horse for the Rumble, who would it be? I want to hear from everyone on this subject. You guys got me on my subject with that question. Let me ask you guys now in turn.
We'll do quick answers on this for early predictions. And then Wago has a question, then we'll have to move on to the next caller. So let's do this quick. Tony?
Winner is going to be Roman Reigns. Dark horse is Dolph Ziggler.
Wago?
Not bad.
Roman Reigns, Dolph Ziggler.
Now I'm going to go with Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose. Jack?
I'm going to go with Daniel Bryan, and then I'll go with the sleeper with Dolph Ziggler. He's just a sleeper.
All right.
I see what you did there. Wago, what's your question for JD?
Oh, can you give Drew any tips on finger banging?
No, I'm sorry, I cannot do that.
He cannot because Drew is the finger banging master.
Can I have my predictions for the Rumble? Or do I have to wait for the actual prediction show?
I don't know. Jack made a pretty funny joke. Yours will probably fucking suck.
Yeah, you're probably right.
What's your
Jack's like way funnier than you.
I know.
All right, JD, we're going to move on to the next caller, man. Thanks always for calling in. You have a good new year, bro.
All right, guys, I'll talk to you in the first week of the new year. Next week should be a good one. Corpus Christi next week.
Hey, what's up?
Indeed. Party safe, man. Oh, goodness.
Good God. why isn't he out more?
He's on every week.
Man, he's so
funny. Like, why isn't he a co-host?
I don't know.
Oh,
he can't get co-host right. He calls him Jack.
The fuck was that?
That was
kind of weird.
I thought my theme was playing again.
I have no idea. Well, anyway, let's move on to our next caller, guys. Just reminding everyone out there, if you want to get your opinions heard, area code 760-512-7247. That's area code 760-512-7247. Of course, the chat room is open, scrolling with lots of cool peeps in there. If you are listening live, get yourself registered with blogtalkradio.com so you can join all them in the chat room. And if you are not listening live, what the shit's wrong with you? Archive is cool, but the best time to listen to us is live immediately after Raw on blogtalkradio.com or megapowersradio.com, however you prefer finding us. Let's go on and bring our next caller, guys. He is from 540. I should make some entrance music for this phone number, too. But let's see who it is. They usually have their own entrance music. That's good about them. 540, you're live.
Yes, is that the music?
540? 540?
Yeah, the Macho Man is alive and well. Yeah, it's a Macho
Holy
Man.
Holy shit! I thought he were dead.
Fuck, he's back.
Yeah. Oh man, the Macho Man.
It was a work. It's a work. Oh, I got to do it. I
do it. Monday Night Raw. He's a Macho Man. Yeah.
I think you're taking a shit, dude.
You got his jaw.
I think Tony just died.
All right, we got Macho Man on the show here. Macho Man, what do you got to say about Raw tonight?
Macho Man, it's glad to be you.
Macho Man didn't like the end of the Monday Night Raw, but he did like a couple of matches. Yes. Oh,
yeah. I
don't think this is the Macho Man. The Macho Man eats Slim Jims. He isn't eating Slim Jims.
Well, I got a lot of Slim Jims in my car.
Prove it. Prove it. Prove it. Prove it.
God, I wish we had fucking tow truck pig instead of this shit. Thank you. Fuck me.
Right. Well, that's done. I'm sorry, folks.
The fuck? Every Monday night.
All right, guys, I think it's about 50 minutes into the show. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back on around 12 o'clock.
Shoot me in the
Probably sooner than that. Don't go nowhere, actually. It'll probably be 5 minutes. Not even that. We'll be back before 12. I lied.
We'll be back
We're going
right
to take
now.
A short break. We're back already. How do you like that, folks?
Give us like a minute so we can laugh.
All right, no, you know what? No, before we go to a break, don't anyone go. We're going to bring the caller back. 540, you there?
Oh, man.
Man, that was good.
I know, right, Joe?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, what a bullshit ending.
Yo, you're like
through a fucking clap.
Yeah, dude, you're pretty muffled. Like, is your microphone not near your face?
Are you using like two cans the string?
Well, that was a bullshit ending, folks.
That's better.
Where's the Macho Man?
The Macho.
So
That was my impersonation.
What? Wow, that was so realistic.
What? You can do impersonations.
You got us.
What else can you do impersonations of?
I did Stone Cold. I did The Rock. I did Undertaker. I did them all. But I want to talk to you.
I could do a John Cena one.
I bet you could too. But anyway, how bullshit ending was that?
Man. Oh, I know. It was the absolute worst.
I mean, Raw, I can take away from that, but the ending, that fucked up. That fucked Monday Night Raw up.
Man. You know, and this goes to a point that I described before. Endings are so important that it can completely change someone's opinion, because I can understand people being soured by that if you really don't like the Authority. But if you take away those last 5 minutes, this was such a kick-ass edition of Raw, and I don't think
Better
we can let
like
ourselves be blinded by that.
Better than
no, I agree. No doubt about it. I did like Bad News Barrett and Daniel Bryan both coming back, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The debut of the Ascension.
What,
we got Edge and
so
Christian
like
and Brock
saying,
Lesnar
anyway,
for some quick appearances.
Anyway, I heard the JD's picks.
Mm-hmm.
And I could consider either two dark horses to win. It's got to be Roman Reigns or Daniel Bryan.
Wow.
Wow, those were closer to the picks I made.
Yeah.
Snarf. I'm torn between two people like Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan.
What about Dolph Ziggler?
I don't know if Roman Reigns is going to be in that match because of what the Big Show did to him. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. I can see you loud and clear.
Yeah, what are you talking about? With your host. Bill Stevenson.
What's your name?
Where you get your fill on everything involving Bill Stevenson.
Yeah.
And now, here's your host, Bill Stevenson.
Greetings, everybody, to the Phil Stevens Show, the premier dog collector of the Midwest.
Oh my God.
I'm excited
to
hear what you guys got to say about the... where are these other voices coming from?
Hello.
Hello?
Talking to my
grandma. My God. Who are you people?
Who are you?
Why are you on my show?
Who are you?
Who
are you?
This is the Phil Stevenson Show. We're Phil Stevenson.
Get off. Get out of here. We don't want you.
How would you get on my show? No. Get off my damn show. All right. That's it. I'm hanging up. All right. Welcome, everyone, to the Phil Stevenson Show with Phil Stevenson. We're going to take a break. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Hey everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. If you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
All right, we're back here live on the Raw Post Show on MegaPowersRadio.com, the most interactive post-raw experience available. Always wanting to hear what y'all out there got to say. Dial in area code 760-512-7247 or get yourself registered with BlogTalkRadio.com and head to our chat room and chat with all the fine folks hanging out in there. So we've already had a couple callers on, guys, and I've been making a segment pop on every once in a while when I got the time to put it together where we look back on episode of the Raw Post Show, usually from about a year ago. Sometimes I might branch out somewhere else, but this one is from a year ago. The final Raw Post Show of 2013 was an absolutely raucousy show. I mean, if you thought things were bananas tonight, which they absolutely are, it was bananas on that show as well. We had tons and tons of callers, lots of crazy jokes going on throughout the whole show. And, you know, we've had callers throughout all of our time having the show. We've had regulars, we've had one-offs, and we've had some prank callers. And on the show a year ago, we had some really interesting prank callers. And I wanted to show you guys the fun we had with a few prank callers a year ago, or the fun they had with us, whatever way you want to look at it. It was a good time had by all. And here it is. Oh my goodness, and as I said, the boards are going absolutely crazy, so we're going to go right into another caller. This one is on the Skype line. Skype name, Pew3erKiller2.
Yeah, it's Pure Killer, man.
What's shaking? You're on the Raw Post Show. What's your name, man?
My name's Justin.
Justin? Justin, thanks for calling in, man. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have a question.
What's up? Good.
Why do these fucking faggots run around and try to give each other?
All right, thanks, dude.
Because it's hot.
I love those faggots like that.
Right?
You really? You really waited 5 minutes just to say that? Really? Like you sat there for 5 minutes listening to these people talk? Us losers talking on the internet just to say that when you know you're gonna get cut off? What a fucking idiot. All right.
That was disappointing as hell. At least the old guys would go out of their way to build up a story and then talk about shoving a gym bag at their ass.
No creativity at all. They don't even try. Oh, wrestling's gay. Yeah, we didn't hear that in the 70s. All right.
Well, do you believe in the ladder to heaven? Well, if the ladder is my penis and heaven is an 8-year-old boy, then yeah.
All right, Paul, you're not doing us any favors.
I would expect something more out of this guy than just.
All right, we're bringing on our next caller. Yeah. Caller from the 641. You're on the Mega Powers Radio Post Show. Mega Powers Radio Raw Post live. Show. What's your name? Where you're calling live? From? 641. You there?
My name is Anonymous, and I'm calling from the Earth.
Oh, Earth's a nice place. I'm from there, too.
You faggots even lift?
Yeah, I'm from Earth. It's a nice place. So what's on your mind tonight?
Do you lift, faggot? Do you lift? Wait.
Do I lift?
Or do you just sit around watching Muscular Man, wishing you could just fucking rip their cock?
I don't know. Do you do anything besides waiting on internet radio stations just so you can say curse words? Is that your life? Oh, you hung up, you fucking dork.
he was roid raging anyway, Mike. He was roid raging.
Is this real?
Man, back to back.
Right? I bet they're friends. I bet it's the same fucking guy.
But you
he's got all of his lights. He's got like, it's like those people who used to win the radio contest. They would have six phones sitting around them and try to call them all the same ones.
But you got to answer the question. Now it's in the air. Do you lift?
No. I just watched these sweaty guys wishing I had their bodies. Yes, that is it. You caught me. You got me. Pure.
Old enough, Justin.
Pure.
Lift.
Pure. Yeah. Well, he keeps calling back. Let's ask him. Justin, bro, you lift?
Yeah, I lift, bro. I really lift.
Mm-hmm.
I lift your mother on my cock. She's so tender and juicy.
All right, that was better. That made up for the other.
Good one, Justin. Okay, you get a 4 out of 10 for that one.
4 out of 10.
Just a 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, redeem yourself, Justin.
Yeah, Justin. I miss Justin. Thanks, Justin.
Miss Paul. I mean, like the one thing you said
oh
my gosh. Fucking horrible.
Man, yeah, I like doing these flashbacks. You just reminded of some of the things we had. And just Paul. Just Paul. Paul, we like you, dude, though. You should come join us again one time. Give us some more happy memories.
If you do.
Just like here's Paul's line and pedophilia.
Biggie's cock.
And Big Show's gun.
No. Now, you know, we have
No. I swear he had a gun.
But
he had a gun.
I remember the last time we had was like last month in like November or so.
I love how my prank call.
Yeah, you know, it was like those two guys and like they went on for like 10 minutes and then like they just like trolled the chat room as well.
I don't remember that.
No, it was like, no, we were just asking for them to call back in and they never did. Like, no, I remember that. It was like about a month ago.
Yeah, they stuck around in the chat afterward because they thought that it was fun.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember these guys now. Maybe they were the same guys. Maybe we were just always getting trolled. I don't know. Anyway.
Justin.
We still got so much to talk about from this episode of Raw. We're already in the second hour of the Raw Post Show here on Mega Powers Radio. You know, another thing I think we definitely have a lot to say about was Ryback.
People.
Came out for a surprise segment to talk, of all things. And he pretty much just runs down his career story, you know, how much he fought and overcame adversity to get to where he is. He talked about this giant scar and showed it that goes all the way from his knee down to his foot. He talked about being on Tough Enough, and they showed this scene from SmackDown of him and a bunch of the other Tough Enough contestants, including The Miz, a really, really young The Miz. Overall, very impressive performance by Ryback on this. I think this solidified him as a much more serious contender and a step higher than where he was before he went out there and cut that promo. Career-defining moment for him, I would say. No, not career-defining, but one of those career-defining moments, I should say. You guys got anything to say about that?
As soon as I heard him talk on Chris Jericho's podcast, I wanted to go, hey guys, did you hear about it? And then he goes out and delivers the same stuff on a fucking promo, and it's awesome. And the fans at first were wanting him, and then they got into it. He won him over. Hats off to him. It's a really good story, and I'm glad he told it. Hopefully they are going a direction with this. I mean, it could amount to nothing, and I hope not, because I think he was dealt a raw hand with the heel turn, and this is his second chance and probably his last chance. So I hope something good comes of it.
Yeah, Wago pretty much sums it up. I like how they added more personality to him, because now instead of, you know, just laughing at the whole big guy kind of thing that he's got going on.
Which we still will, by the way.
Yeah, he'll still be able to carry that on, but he didn't have much substance before, and now you actually can kind of see where he's coming from, and, you know, you can get behind him more as a babyface. If they make him turn heel, it's fucking pointless, but they already tried that whole pointless heel turn, so hopefully they've learned from their mistake in the past. One thing I'm a little bit worried about, though, is that they're going to do this, and then they're going to compensate by having him lose a bunch, because it seems like a lot of times in WWE, if they give you something, they feel the need to take away just as much, if not more. So what I don't want to see is, I mean, I know where he's going to lose to Rusev, That's a guarantee. So what they do after that is really going to be more of a test of where his future is going to go rather than what this promo was. If he can keep the momentum going and lose to Rusev, but, you know, around like the Fastlane pay-per-view, if they give him a match where he can like kick some serious ass, and then at WrestleMania he can have a decent match with somebody, I'm thinking Big Show, and beat the guy instead of losing to him like he did at Mark Henry with the WrestleMania that, what was it, 29? Yeah.
What, the one we were at? What?
Yeah, I couldn't even fucking remember.
I don't remember it.
28, 29, 36, something. But he needs to have some wins. And the biggest thing that Ryback got screwed over with was when he was winning, then he lost every single important match for almost a year. So
the biggest issue he had is he lost the Royal Rumble and John Cena won.
That was a big mistake too. And that he should have gone in WrestleMania facing Big Show. So maybe they're going to do it right this time. I don't know.
I always felt they should have just done Cena versus Rock non-title and had Punk versus Ryback with the title.
Yeah, there's really no reason for that to have the title.
Yeah, Drew, you just totally broke up.
Indeed. All right, guys, we got another caller on the line. I'm going to bring him on here. There's a caller from the 646 area code. Caller from 646, you are live on the Raw Post Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Aisha. I'm calling from New Jersey.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Aisha. I called
Aisha?
Before.
Yeah,
yes,
I
you did.
Her.
How you doing, Aisha? How's it going, Aisha? What'd you think about Raw tonight?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Hey, welcome
indeed.
Back.
Welcome back. Oh, welcome back. Glad you could make it again before the new year. How you doing?
Yeah. Well, I'm doing, guys. It's been very busy from those past months, so.
Oh, I hear that. I work retail, so it's been absolutely bonkers.
Yeah.
So what'd you think about Raw?
Oh, actually, Raw was pretty good. And I enjoyed it a lot. For once.
Indeed. It went out. End of the year with a bang. What moment stuck out to you?
Of course, the Authority coming back.
Is that good or bad?
Well, I thought it was good. I don't know why people are hating on it, because if you think about it, like, it's actually good that the Authority is coming back, because, like, look what we get to have Triple H versus Fiend, like, what they did to Dolph Ziggler at Survivor Series, and, yeah, and I think 2015 is going to be a good year.
Who do you think are going to be the breakout stars of 2015?
Ooh. I think Seth Rollins will be. Roman Reigns. Yeah, Dean Ambrose. I think all of the show members will be the breakout stars. Probably Ryback. Let's see. Probably, I don't know. But
Who's your early prediction for the Royal Rumble?
Well, I really want Daniel Bryan to win, because it's been a long recovery, and it would just be awesome to see him win the Royal Rumble. And here's my theory. Like, he wins the Royal Rumble, and he fights Brock Lesnar, which is one of my favorite matches to see, and hoping Seth Rollins will cash in to win the championships. That's my theory, but I don't know if they're going to go there, because it's WWE smart enough to make Roman Reigns win the Royal Rumble. So,
you know, I was a big Roman Reigns fan a lot of this year, and I still am, but he is just very cold with the crowd now, and I feel like if he won the Royal Rumble, the crowd's just going to turn even more against him. They still love Daniel Bryan. They're never going to turn against Daniel Bryan, I don't think. And he got screwed out of that Rumble match last year. He still got his WrestleMania moment, but you know what? You could do it 2 years in a row. You had Bret Hart win the title 2 years in a row.
Exactly.
Oh, wait, no, you didn't. He lost it 1 year. He just went into it with 2 years. Never mind. Whatever. Do it for Daniel Bryan. I shouldn't base him on Bret Hart anyway. Daniel Bryan's way better than Bret Hart. Yeah, I said it. Aisha, what did you think about the returning Wade Barrett? Was it good to have him back?
Oh, yeah. I marked up so much. Like, I was just so happy. And I kind of feel bad for Cesaro, because I was like, is he shooting a promo? And it's like, you must have listened to Vince, what he said about him on the past podcast. So I'm like, okay, so when Brian Newsberry comes, I'm just like, oh, here we go. Yep, hello?
Hello?
Yep, hello?
I think we might have lost Peyton, actually.
Oh, I think we lost the host of the show. But,
yeah. Well, guys, it's me, Jack. I'm the new host of the show.
Shut up. Anyway, it's been really refreshing to have a normal caller call in for once, so thank you.
What do you mean, Jeff and JD are clear and normal people who don't shit on the crowd, even though they say it's all right?
Drew, you're breaking up. You need to reconnect.
You're still on the line with us, are you sure?
No, because Peyton's gone.
All right, well, piggybacking off of that a little bit, something that I posed to one of our other callers earlier this show, JD, was in 2015, what's the one thing that you want to make sure that they that you look forward to? If you could do like a specific push or a program you want to see or anything for that matter.
I really, really want to see Daniel Bryan versus Seth Rollins.
Oh, I really want to see that at WrestleMania, actually, even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's kind of one of my go-to matches.
Yeah, I'm anticipating that so much. And
what
I think also...
go ahead.
Yeah, I think also Dean Ambrose versus John Cena. I think that could be interesting, too.
At WrestleMania? Or just in general?
Like later in the year. Probably at SummerSlam or...
I can get down for that. What about you, Wigo?
Oh, I'm definitely okay with that. I'm just trying to get connected to the board right now. So, just give me a moment.
And I don't know what Drew's trying to do.
Fix my shit.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if it's on the mic or not.
What were you trying to say there, Aisha?
Yeah, I'm also looking forward to seeing the same as Kevin Owens, too.
Well, what were some of the things that you weren't too fond of for this episode?
Let's see if I can go back, if I can remember.
One thing that I could think maybe a lot of people would agree with, that Harper versus Jack Swagger match. What did you think about that?
Oh, I didn't even pay attention to that, to be honest.
No, I don't blame you, because it really was just kind of meh.
Oh, yeah, where's Eric Rowan? I just noticed.
And where is Eric Rowan?
He wrestled on Superstars.
Well, geez.
That
means so much.
Yeah, he beat Tyson Kidd, if I remember correctly. Yeah, so...
Oh, well, in the New Day also.
Oh, that's right. No New Day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh, I didn't even think about that. I forgot about those guys. So fast. They're better not being on the show than getting squashed by the Ascension.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the Ascension intro?
Yeah,
you're going to be supportive of them, or is it somebody who you're not really too big of from NXT and they should have brought up some other people instead?
Yeah, I really think the Ascension could bring a lot to the main roster because they are a good tag team. They have good chemistry. But on the debut tonight, I was like, eh, it was okay, but I see big themes coming forward with them.
The chat's saying that we make a cute couple, Aisha. What do you think about that?
I don't know about that.
Don't think shit, Tony.
I know. It's all terrible in comparison to Drew. I can't match up to that.
It's not even that.
Yeah, I could sing a South Park theme song right now, but I'm going to...
Okay, guys, I'm back in and I got control of the board.
Very cool. Is Peyton logged in, or is...
I have no sign of Peyton. He's told me he lost his internet, so if he calls back in, I'll connect him in. Do we still have everyone on the line?
Yes, we still have Aisha, Drew, Jack, myself, you.
Hey, guys, it's me, Jack. Sorry.
Okay, Aisha, give us your high and low point of the show tonight.
Highest point, probably Daniel Bryan's announcement. Lowest point, probably the Cropper and Swagger match.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. That was pretty much a sleeper. And do you have anything that was just hideous and ugly which you couldn't stand on tonight's show?
Huh?
Was there anything that stuck out as ugly for tonight's show, or did you pretty much enjoy it overall?
Let's see. I was glad the Usos won the tag team championship, so I'm hoping that will lead to the missed out and this breakup kind of angle. You know, I'm still waiting on that. So I think everybody's waiting on that.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to them splitting.
And this overall, I'm actually enjoying the show. And this started 2015 on a great note.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks for calling, Dan. It was great having you. Make sure to make it more regular. We missed you here. So I'll catch you here in the new year, okay?
Mm-hmm, thank you. You too, guys. Thanks.
All right. See you, Aisha.
All right. Bye.
All right. So where the fuck was we? We were talking about Ryback, right?
Yeah, well, I think we left off on the Ryback situation.
All right. So I can't remember what the fuck happened on this show. Payton's the one that normally has all the structured shit. So
it was a show. I promise you that much.
All right, thanks for that, Drew. Fucking great input there.
All right. We already wrote down the whole... Like, for the most part, everything that happened with Edge and Christian, we knocked out the situation. I wasn't there for the Bad News Barrett and Cesaro match, so I really have no idea what I missed out on. But from what you guys have said, Cesaro basically admitted that he has sucked recently. Is that it?
So... He cuts a promo and he basically doesn't give a shit. He basically says he doesn't want to connect to the audience. He cares about what he does in the ring. And I like that. I think it was, I don't know if he was shooting or this is lines that were fed to him, but it was almost like a fuck you to what Vince McMahon had said on the podcast.
No, it felt like something he wanted to address the crowd with to get him on his side about why he sucked on the mic, but at the same time, he has to stay heel, so he has to pretty much give him the middle finger while saying it at the same time. That's what I took away from it.
It seems like a lot of work for not much of a payoff. But at least did Bad News Barrett kind of get a good push out of that? Or, you know, was the crowd kind of lukewarm?
Well, he beat Cesaro, and Cesaro is definitely a top face in the company, so.
You know what? It definitely got Wade Barrett over because it was funny. He came out and did his line, it's me, it's BNB. A line
I like
he's
that.
Never said before. But the fans like fucking chanted along with it like he said it a million times. Whatever Cesaro did, it fucking worked for getting Bad News Barrett over.
Nice, because he's obviously the person that you should be putting your stock into more so than Cesaro.
At this
Holy
point,
fuck.
Definitely. Cesaro's a lost cause, and I'm still getting used to Cesaro looking so fucking bald. It's like he had that, like, faded hair going on the back of his head. Ever since he got rid of it, he looks fucking alien to me.
I'm not even sure.
I don't know.
I
just assumed he didn't have any hair at the time. Didn't he?
Remix. Go again, Drew. You broke up.
Well, that's...
Yeah, that fucking worked. Go again, Drew.
Did I, like, take some of his connection towards myself, and that's, like, the issue?
Well, I would like to say that the Cesaro sucks. The need for him to be on top his game, and he just sucks. So, yeah.
Drew, you're breaking up. Reconnect.
He's got the same internet Payton does right now.
Okay, we have a caller from the 845, so caller from the 845, you are live. Who you are? Who is it, and where are you calling from?
This is the dude.
Hi, dude.
The dude.
So, I have a question.
Dude.
Go on.
What time is it?
Okay.
You gonna find out. Are you waiting for me to say something? Because I'm trying to join the conversation you guys are saying.
Okay.
I'm trying to find out.
I thought you were taking over the show. I couldn't make up my mind of what you were doing.
No, I'm still trying to figure my internet out. So you better keep control of things while I'm figuring this out.
All right, no problem. We were talking about the Cesaro promo and the Bad News Barrett return. You got any thoughts on that, Payton?
Yeah, it fucking sucks for Cesaro. I thought they were, like, trying some new things tonight between the Ryback and Cesaro promos. I was like, wow, they're really, you know, giving some of these new guys a shot. And
Kane got a shot.
No, I thought it was legitimately a shot. But Ryback seems to have better luck with that than Cesaro for this night. Cesaro still may come up I wouldn't completely lose hope in him just yet. And he's still got this tag team he's doing with Tyson Kidd, so it's not all done for him. But great to see Bad News Barrett back. I hate that it's under these circumstances that it had to make such a mockery of Cesaro, but, whatever.
Okay. So what else do we need to touch on? Did we touch on Daniel Bryan's announcement tonight?
Not too
much. I do not believe we did.
Okay, because that was some major stuff that's going down right now. Daniel Bryan, we got Drew back. All right, so we've got Daniel Bryan that makes the announcement that his career is not over, and in fact that he's going to be returning at the Royal Rumble. To me, I'm really happy. I'm a huge Daniel Bryan mark, and I'm looking forward to seeing where this goes, and he actually has a shot, as one would say. So, Tony, what's your opinion about this?
You know, it changes the landscape of the Royal Rumble completely. One thing that I think a lot of us have been saying about this Royal Rumble is that it's cool that there's lots of different options. And to me, I really did not think there was anybody besides Roman Reigns that they would be able to get behind for this. A lot of people are saying Dolph Ziggler. I don't see it. I don't buy it. Daniel Bryan, though, that's a contender. That's a guy I could really believe, possibly even more than Roman Reigns, can be someone that they're going to want to have win that. I mean, he's, as weird as it is to say, he's a proven main eventer at this point. He's a guy they know the crowd loves, and he's a guy they can get behind. And I think it's a guy that they meant to center 2014 around, and plans just kind of got derailed. So, second opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. And I know some people don't like the idea of him main eventing twice, but I think, given how long he's been off, I don't think too many people will care. We've got Silent Wind of Doom on the line, but we'll bring him on shortly. Drew, Tony, you got any thoughts on this?
Thank God Daniel Bryan's back.
I can hear a sing, and I think.
we got Miguel on the line.
Dad Miguel? Oh, hey, Miguel. I hope you don't drown in it.
Or slip and break your neck and die. The Daniel Bryan situation is something that, I don't know. I really, obviously, I didn't want him to retire, so I'm very, very glad that he didn't announce that. I thought that they were just playing with the audience from the very beginning of this, because I figured if this was going to be a serious announcement of a retirement, they probably wouldn't do it the way that they were doing it, and they were teasing too much of different things to be, you know, it's kind of that go with the opposite route in WWE. How many times does somebody win a match on Raw and lose on the pay-per-view? How many times do they tease that something's going to happen and the opposite happens? So whenever they kept
surprise,
going,
motherfucker!
Yeah. Whenever they kept being like, well, I don't know, he might be retiring, guys, then it's like, all right, he ain't fucking retiring. So to see that that ended up happening, though, because if he would have just retired, I would have been like, ah, shit. You know?
That fucking sucks.
I don't think he has much of a shot at winning the Royal Rumble.
By the way, we need to ban the term, he's got a shot, because every time someone says it, I want to giggle.
Same thing
with...
Well,
then we have to also ban, I don't get it.
Yeah, I was just going
to say that. And for that matter, also good for you, Ozzy, although I don't think we would say that one as much.
I think that that's just if we're listening to something with the Osbournes or something. I'm not watching that show. I don't think that people are the Daniel Bryan Royal Rumble situation the right way, though. This is the guy that you build up as being a potential Royal Rumble who somebody like a Rusev can eliminate, and it pisses you off.
Definitely.
Rusev Rollins is going to knock out Daniel Bryan. Guaranteed. Now, last time I guaranteed something with the Royal Rumble, I was wrong with the CM Punk thing, but I'm going to guarantee at least that.
I guarantee that.
Okay, so we've got another caller on the line, so I'm going to bring on Silent Wind of Doom right now. Silent Wind of Doom!
It's a hi!
Hey!
How
are you guys doing tonight?
I'm good.
Wait. How are you doing, dude? I don't think we've
ever met. Wait. He's not silent. I hear him.
Hey!
Yeah, shouldn't you be
this
a
is
talking
like, this is like
Doom
week,
or
like,
wrestling?
24. This is the first time that joke gets mentioned. Oh, by the way, yeah, I haven't met you before. Is it, John?
No, my name's Jack.
Oh, Jack! Oh, you're not John. Okay.
I'll take this one that called you ugly.
Jack.
Okay, so what did you think of the show tonight?
I thought it was good. I've actually still got it paused at the beginning of the final segment, so I missed all of the end. So I didn't get it ruined for me. Everyone's talking about how the ending ruined it for them, but what I saw so far was good. There were a few weird things here and there, and JBL was weird all throughout the show, but it was pretty good.
Well, personally, I thought the end of the show was solid. The only people that didn't like it was a bunch of fat-ass mouth breathers, but that's besides the point. So, was there anything that you took away from the show that just pissed you off?
I fast-forwarded through the commercials, and I see I went too far, and I had to go back, but I saw Cesaro on the ground in the ring with a towel on his head. I was like, is he gonna do, like, a real, like, thing? Like, is he gonna drop his own pipe bomb thing here? Are we gonna do something with Cesaro? And he starts talking, and they're actually, like, doing something with Cesaro, and he's addressing what's going on. He's you know, doing kind of a real-ish thing. I don't know how to describe it, but he was actually doing something, and then they chopped him out.
Of course. And WWE likes to dash those hopes. That's just what they do.
That's what they do.
It was my high point and my low point in one segment, because I wasn't expecting Barrett to come out, and I freaking marked the crap out when he showed up. I made this gesture with my arms that you can't see because this isn't video, but I did the kind of like monkey both arms going up and down.
Wait, I could see it because I'm outside your house.
My window is open too.
I do only live 10 minutes away. Keep that in mind.
I know. Still freaks me out. But
by the way, that
creeps you out, but not the fact that I'm outside your window.
Everything freaks me out.
That's why I had to get on the phone. I had to get away from my computer. And, yeah, surprise.
Since I have a little control tonight, I'm going to start asking callers that are regulars to do their very own Up Jeff impression. So, you're in the hot seat. Go ahead.
Oh, man, I was thinking about calling in and doing that, too. I should practice. Can I do it next week?
You're being heard by millions of people right now. You better do it.
No.
Oh, yeah,
we will also accept impressions of not Jeff doing impressions of wrestlers.
Yeah
that works too.
And we'll also take anyone doing impressions of Jack now.
Impressions of Retro Man.
Oh my God, guys! Is that the Macho Man? He's back. I think he's back.
Oh, that was terrible.
I wish I could like a time cow right now because I'd time cow both you, Andrew. All right, man. Is there anything else you want to tell us about the show tonight?
Oh,
there you go.
Got him.
Son of a whore. I've been cowed.
Yes,
I think I've been shaken tonight.
Oh, I got cowed.
Oh, no.
Well, I actually kind of like you, and I don't call you ugly like Peyton does, so I'm going to keep you on here and let you hang out with us for a bit.
Hey. Wait a minute. I always let Silent Wind of Doom hang out.
Yeah, but
you can't try to take good heat for that.
Is this the one's like, all right, you can hang up on me, but will you not hang up on me so I can listen to you? Still, is that you, Silent?
I did that once because I called in because the show wasn't working for me on that night on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah,
I feel like you've done that more than once.
I definitely feel like you've done that more than once, but it wasn't like a lot. Like maybe it was like three times.
I know. Peyton has put you on before when you were just listening. That's happened.
Yeah. I have a terrible memory, so you're probably right.
How did I not find fucking Time Cow? It's listed as Cow 1 through fucking 8.
It's only like a quarter of the soundboard.
There are 8 separate and distinct time cows?
Yes.
Yeah, one of them's like 8 seconds long, too.
We're going to get to the time pass eventually.
Fuck me, he's pissed off.
That's one of my favorite ones.
Very angry, that's all I do.
I like how you have a favorite angry cow.
Yeah, it's not exact, but 1 through 8 is pretty much the scale of how angry Time Cow is, where 8 is the angriest.
So the one's not that
angry. That's pretty calm.
Yeah, it's just regular.
Yeah.
How about that pro wrestling, huh? Did we actually talk about the new tag champs tonight or not? I don't remember.
Do we really have anything to say about the new tag champs?
It feels like
I was.
So, Tony,
yeah, we just spent like the last 3 weeks talking about how cold the Usos are, and for them to just be handed the tag titles now is just not a popular move for me, at least.
I'm actually not surprised that they ended up winning the match. I was kind of expecting it, to be honest with you. I didn't think that The Miz and Miz Dow would actually hold the titles going into the new year, so not too surprised.
I was expecting them to win it, and then while they were standing in the ring celebrating, you heard the guitar slide, and then the Ascension came out and just whipped their ass and took the titles.
I'd be surprised about that, but I don't know if it was Christian and Edge, so I don't know if they would have done that necessarily.
Well, fuck
so
me, then, jeez.
When you say ooze, you say when we say ooze, you say oh.
Moo. Ooze mo.
So no one gives a fuck about that. All right, moving on.
Indeed.
Yes. God, did anything actually happen on this show of Brock Lesnar being Brock Lesnar?
Nikki found the Tyson kid, bro.
The Ascension.
So only showing up or.
Yeah, let's all talk at once with Drew with a broken connection. That'll work. So, what did you guys think?
What did you guys think
of the Ascension?
They fucking kicked ass.
You see, I wasn't hot on their entrance. I thought it was going down from NXT.
Maybe you should have had them.
Expanding into a bigger arena.
Maybe they should have been dressed up like Finn Balor, and you would have liked it instead.
They didn't get that.
Yeah. He wasn't flamboyant.
They didn't get that Road Warrior pop. But they needed and they...
You know, it got kind of lost on the show with all this other crap happening, like, which is fine because it wasn't really a big debut in itself, and maybe they don't need a really huge debut. Maybe it's fine just being a plain old regular debut, and I think they're the kind of team that's going to build a mystique over time as they just keep trampling through people week after week after week, and 3 months from now, I think people will get the Ascension a lot better than they did in this one night tonight.
I think they were good for them now. They just beat the team that just lost the tag team championships. It's pretty impressive, to be honest with you.
What the fuck is wrong with your connection tonight? Like, I haven't understood the last thing you've said for the half hour.
Maybe it's the... I don't know.
It's the revenge of Jeff.
What? Hey, Jack?
All right, so fuck me. This has turned into an abortion pretty fucking quickly.
I can do this really quickly.
All right, so I'll mute Drew for a second so I actually fucking talk. Paul Heyman's promo.
Paul Heyman had a promo?
Yeah, Paul Heyman's promo tonight with Brock Lesnar that with his little... rebuttal with Edge and Christian where he threatened to end their careers.
I didn't even remember any of it. It was pretty inconsequential.
That was the downhill segment of the opening of the show. Edge and Christian come out, and we got some energy to it. We've got Tony Chimmel, and he's like, the rated R's. He's going full-blown into it, and they're having a little bit of fun, and then it's like, bam, let's hit you with the same essential promo that we usually do any kind. And we'll just step off on the side and we'll have the, you know, John Cena's going to lose and John Cena's going to win. And at that point, you start to tune out a little bit. And it's a shame because I really would have been happier if they would have moved that to a different part of the show and just kept the Edge and Christian thing to start off and go into the Rusev match. Because I liked that match with Rusev and Dolph Ziggler. And if you would have kept the steam going, I think it would have... obviously, we liked this episode of Raw, so it wasn't like, well, this ended up ruining this episode or anything, but I think that it could have come off a little bit stronger that way.
They wanted steam. They should have got Ricky Boat for the segment.
Yo, my boy, Ricky Boat.
Yo, it's Ricky Boat. They call them.
So does anyone have anything else to say about this episode, or should we move on to the good bag and the fugly?
That bag.
Nope.
It wasn't one big pile of shit.
Well, I mean, I guess we never really gave our general thoughts about the return of the authority.
It was 2 seconds long, so yeah, that's how
much.
Did he
kind of summarize everyone's opinion?
I did love when they were advertising that Seth Rollins was going to be the special guest on the Cutting Edge Peep Show, or whatever. They had that little lower third across the screen, and they already had an image of Seth Rollins toasting a cup of champagne. They had
I bet that was the first time Seth Rollins has ever toasted or touched champagne. So I bet he was happy for just that moment alone.
I love how fucking ridiculous that logo got. Like, it was Edge and Christian's show, and then it's John Cena, and then it's Seth, and then it, like, just kept building up with different names on it to the point it was
J&J Security.
Yeah, it was fucking funny.
And the Big Show, why not?
But, yeah, I pretty much haven't got anything else to say, so anyone else? No?
No.
All right. Okay, so it's time for the good, the bad, and the ugly, where we pick just that. So, Tony, give us your good, your bad, and your fugly.
Can I give the bag instead? You mentioned that earlier. That was so much better.
Oh, I did? Okay, you can give the bag. Which is your favorite bag in pro wrestling history?
I'm pretty sure that Big Show's got one, so I'll go with his. That's good. You know, I liked quite a bit, but I think overall what I'm going to have to say is the best thing of this episode was Daniel Bryan is going to be returning at the Royal Rumble. Credit to a lot of the other guys. You know, Ryback's promo is going to be a step up, and it's fun seeing Edge and Christian, and it was a good match between Rusev and Dolph Ziggler, but the Daniel Bryan thing is going to have more staying power than anything else, I think. The bad, I'm going to have to go with Harper and Swagger. I did not get too much into that match. The bag, I guess I'm going to have to go with that Big Show answer because I can't think of anything better. And the ugly, you know, I got to just pinpoint another thing that I've been mentioning. And it wasn't horribly offensive in any specifics tonight, but Lawler's commentary, again, was so weak that I'm kind of looking forward to a possibility that maybe he might do all of next year's commentary. I used to really love the guy, but throughout everything that he said tonight, it was either inconsequential, unnecessary, or bothersome in some way. I can't stand it anymore for all the different times where he has to just go, John Cena's here! Ah!
That's a bonus!
You know, it's become laughable and not in a fun way like Booker T.
All right, so Drew, what's your good bag and ugly?
Well, what's very similar to a bag is a lunchbox, and Batista's lunchbox is definitely one of the best ones. My good.
And it's available now at Dean Malenko's yard sale.
Ooh, I don't know. Apparently, there have been a few of them spotted at the TNA warehouse as well. But anyways, my good will have to be Ryback's promo tonight. I really enjoyed it. I'm a fan of the big guy, and, you know, glad to see him get a bit more of a character, you know. My bad will have to be the Jack Swagger, Luke Harper match, because that match sucked. And my ugly would be Cesaro. You are terrible, and anyone who says he's going to be a world champion someday or deserves it are fucking losers or Internet warriors. The guy is not talented enough. Not everyone is meant to make it, and he's one of them that's not meant to make it. So stop trying to defend the man when he is not able to make it. Hopefully I said all that without my connection cutting out.
You did well enough. All right, so Maggle, it's on you.
Maggle.
My good is pretty much any of the banter between Edge and Christian, my favorite tag team of all time, so seeing them in there, up to their old hijinks, very fun to see. The bad is the news that Barrett delivered. No, seriously. The bad I will give to the Usos winning the tag titles. I'm not happy with that decision. Hopefully it's a very short-lived reign and they're just transitional to get those onto the Ascension or pretty much anybody else. And the ugly, I have a dual award I'm going to give this out to. One is that gnarly scar on Ryback's leg. It was pretty ugly. And also that freaking shirt Jerry Lawler was wearing tonight. Long history of wearing horrendous shirts aside from his horrendous commentary, but that one he had tonight was especially god-awful.
All right, so Snarf Jr., what's your good, bad, and ugly?
My name is Jack, not Snarf. So
I was on about Sonic anyway. Of Doom, but okay.
No.
Okay.
Okay. I thought it was him, too.
So did I.
Yeah, so did I. Way to fuck up, Wago. This is why I don't let you post normally.
Hey, people have said I'm a good host.
Did you just time cow yourself?
Payton did that.
You are really bad at this.
I don't know how he's not got a connection yet on the board.
So, who's doing this?
Okay.
So, Simon with the Doom, you're good, bad, and ugly.
Okay, good.
Don't forget about your bang.
I loved Daniel Bryan's announcement, but my good's going to have to be Bad News Barrett because I marked out way more than I should have for that. Bad Cesaro jobbing out, and nothing really offended me on the show, so ugly, I guess I'll just go with Sean's three salads date.
All right, for my good, I have to go with just the general microphone work of tonight. Damn it, Peyton. As far as bad goes,
not even me.
I give it to Drew and Peyton's internet connection, and the ugly is going to go to my next leg.
It's not even me. It's fucking Jack.
I'm actually anonymous, guys.
That awkward moment when I hang up on Drew. So, let's go to fucking plugs then. Tony, you have shit that you like to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, shit. I love saying that word. Fuck's a better word, though. Much better. Obviously, there's not going to be an episode of Smack Talk this week, guys, because we recorded the 2014 Smark Out Moment Award. So go check that special edition out where we break down everything from the best and the worst that happened in WWE and Smack Talk for this year. Lots of fun doing that on Google Hangouts. You can see all of our lovely, pretty faces and watch us goof off for 3.5 hours. It was a long thing. It took even longer to process and stuff, but it's totally worth it. Go check that out. Go subscribe on YouTube, iTunes, and Stitcher. Check out markoutmoment.com, Bleacher Report, and anything else that I'm doing with Fanboys Anonymous and A Mango Tree by following Tony Mango on Facebook and Twitter.
All right, Drusev.
Well, tune in. We keep on trying to make the Silent Wind of Doom a talking Wind of Doom. Drew Crew for Life, fuck Tony's Tykes, fuck Team Thoner, and check out everything else out on Mega Powers Radio here on blogtalkradio.com/Mega Powers Radio, where we have a list of some of the greatest shows ever. The Untitled Movie Show, Welcome Miguel, didn't fuck it up for once, and yeah.
Peyton, this is going to be weird, you going before me, but go ahead.
Well, to keep up with everything going on in the world of Mr. Payton, you can follow Mr. Payton on Twitter at MRPADEN. That's Mr. Payton.
All right, and for everything from me, you can go to facebook.com/addictedanimefans for the information on the upcoming episode here on Mega Powers Radio, January 9th. We're going to be covering Death Note. Also, check out UDMMA. You can go to www.udmma.com, facebook.com/UDMMA, and twitter.com/UDMMA. And stick around after the show because we're going to be offensive and shit.
Yeah, being offensive.